This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. At the beginning of this century, the United Nations issued what it called its Millennium Development Goals, challenging the world community to, among other things, cut extreme poverty in half, halt the spread of HIV/AIDS, reduce infant and maternal mortality, and provide universal primary education. The target date, 2015. This week, NPR examines the intractable nature of these problems, their roots, and the challenges of easing poverty in Africa. NPR's Charlene Hunter-Galt traveled to the tiny mountain kingdom of Lesotho, where HIV and AIDS is threatening the country's future.
Here at the Holy Trinity High School in the tiny village of Moyeni, activities like this soccer game are being organized to help ease the pain of the children orphaned by the AIDS pandemic. An estimated 180,000 children in the country have lost one or both parents to AIDS. Principal Ernest Pilani says every weekend they bury a parent. Almost half of the students in this school are orphans.
When they first come to school, the first 2 months we have to do the counseling. Because every time you try to talk to them, they cry.
But Principal Pilani says stopping the crying is only a first step in a long journey that so far has no end. As some of the girls display their funky dancing skills on the playground, Pilani points out one of them. He says he began to worry about her because she was always late for school and seemingly exhausted. He soon discovered that she's the head of her household, three sisters, ages 13, 11, and 6. She's 15. The principal says they've helped some orphans by boarding them at the school. But for those orphans with siblings like Injana, this isn't possible.
There is no solution up to now for such a kid.
A reality we see a short while later when the frail young Injana arrives at her Aunt Mapitso Zalasi's house, an hour's walk from school, up and down the steep, sloping hills and around the winding roads of the village. Mapitso Zalasi tells us the child's father died of AIDS complications and that her mother disappeared so long ago nobody remembers when. The aunt tries to help out, on one occasion brewing and selling sorghum beer to buy shoes for Injana. But she has a family of her own to provide for and times are tough. Unemployment in Lesotho is estimated at more than 45%. More than 50% of the people of Lesotho live below the poverty line. And AIDS has destroyed the traditional extended family that for generations kept the concept of orphan out of African life. No more. AIDS has stretched the extended family beyond the breaking point. Injana meets her sisters here at her aunt's house, where she says they eat, if there's any food left. Injana enters the tiny kitchen and goes to a small black pot in the corner.
Is there any food there?
It's only this one.
There are a few beans at the bottom of the pot. When the children finish the beans, they prepare to leave in what is now the dark of night. They walk through the bushes, descending down one steep, rocky hillside, crossing a ravine, then up another sloping hill. They reach their home down a long, rocky road at the far side of the village about a half hour later. There's no electricity, so the house is pitch black. Injana says the worst time is the nighttime, when men and boys from the village try to get into the house when they're sleeping.
When they knock on the windows, they scream, and then the people from the houses nearby come, and the boys run away and just scatter around.
Does this happen a lot?
Injana tells us she must stay here in the house because otherwise vandals will come and take what little they have. It's happened before. We ask her how she studies when she only arrives home after dark.
If there's a candle to light, I take them and read.
But she rarely reads because they can't afford to buy candles. We return at dawn the next morning, and Injana's three sisters have already left for their aunt's house. They're hungry and hoping there will be leftovers they can eat for breakfast. This morning, we give Injana a lift to her aunt's house, where she gets out of the 4x4 and heads immediately for a large plastic bucket in the yard. She then makes her way to the one faucet on this side of the village. With some difficulty, Injana lifts the heavy container full of water onto her head and makes her way back down the path to her aunt's house. As the day wears on, Injana will do the laundry, clean and cook whatever food is in the house. Then, as darkness falls, she'll lead her three sisters back over the hills and valleys until she reaches the only place she can call home. For many AIDS patients, home is misery. At 47, Imponeng Koto has so far cheated the disease that has reduced life expectancy in Lesotho to 35 years of age. She's surviving, but barely. We find her curled up in soil-smelly bedding in her tiny house on another mountainside. As she struggles to sit upright when visitors enter the darkened room, the ravages of the disease are astounding, especially her large, swollen neck and bone-thin legs.
Because apparently she lives with somebody who drinks a lot and who harasses her.
Accompanying us is Impeleng Panwani, who is part of a support group that tries to visit people like Kwato. Panwani is also HIV positive, but has managed to secure antiretrovirals and has seen her health vastly improved. But she says the support group doesn't have money to go beyond their immediate neighborhood, either to find out who needs the medications or to monitor those who manage to secure them.
The only problem is with places that are really far away. Like you've seen the landscape in this country. Some places are just beyond mountains and mountains. So it's not easy to reach those people to speak to them, to teach them about everything that has to do with HIV and AIDS.
She feels better,
but she has a cough.
A few of the lucky ones, like Itumeling Letsia, have made it to the government hospital in Moyeni.
She's here, then we diagnosed TB. We had put on her TB treatment.
And I tested her after counseling. She's HIV positive.
But the hospital itself is a victim of the poverty that, like AIDS, has Lesotho by the throat.
We have no lab facilities like CD4 machine and the chemical analyzer in the laboratory, and also shortage of nurses. Nurses are leaving every month, but they are not being replaced.
Dr. Mobashar Hassan, who came here from Bangladesh hoping to make a difference, says there are supposed to also be 5 doctors, but 3 left. And, he says, the number of HIV-positive patients is increasing. More than 320,000 people are known to be living with HIV in Lesotho, a country with only 2 million people.
The work is becoming tripled every day.
Dr. Hassan says the health professionals are leaving because of the low pay. The Lesotho government has been praised for having one of the most ambitious HIV/AIDS initiatives on the continent, aimed at encouraging citizens to know their status. But, says Mapitso Panyani, the government's local official,
the government has been doing everything in its power, but the pandemic is overtaking us. It is just too much.
The HIV prevalence rate among pregnant women between the ages of 25 and 29 is more than 56%, according to a recent antenatal survey. Pignani says the government's effectiveness and survival depends on knowing how many people are infected.
How do we assist the ones that are already infected to continue living, especially people like teachers, people like nurses, people like policemen, you know, people that we need seriously in ensuring that the government machinery runs. We can't afford to lose them.
All too familiar sounds in the tiny village of Moyeni, neighbors joining a mother at a funeral, mourning the cruel twist of fate that finds her surviving her adult daughter. But there are many mothers crying in Moyeni on this and other warm Saturday afternoons, here and all over the tiny mountain kingdom of Lesotho.
When you go to the countryside and you look at the graveyards, they have, in a few years' time, grown into huge places. If we cannot for a moment pause and say, this is our problem, not just the government's problem, we will be wiped out.
Charlene Hunter-Galt, NPR News, Moyeni, Lesotho. Tomorrow on All Things Considered, the plight of Africa's landless. For more on this series, go to npr.org.